Hi, this is Sean Murphy from SK Murphy. I'm here with Pete Torme from Antero Torme. Today we're talking about delegation and a checklist for entrepreneurs to use when they're thinking about what tasks or functions to delegate. Pete, you want to take a minute or two, introduce yourself and help frame the discussion?
Sure. Hi, Sean. I'm Pete Torme. I'm an attorney with Antero and Torme, and we handle business law. We work a lot with startups and bootstrappers. Talking about how when you're growing your business or just starting off your business, how we can cleanly delegate certain tasks to certain people.
And Pete, I think you're up first with the most important thing to consider when delegating.
Yeah, I think the overall strategy when you look at your workload, the workload it's going to take to make your business successful, is to know how important the functions are to your overall success. The context we're talking about here, we're looking at like an MVP or that first minimal viable product that you're trying to get out the door. Along the way, there's all kinds of risks. There's market risks, there's legal risks, there's technology risks. It's a whole family of risks that we manage when we're running a business. And I think the first thing you need to do is assess each of those risks to try to get a relative frame of, can I even begin to delegate, or is this something I absolutely have to do myself?
There are certain tasks you probably have to master, even if they're unpleasant. You've got to learn how to talk to prospects, talk to customers. I think you've got to determine what's critical to actually making your MVP a winner, and that's probably less, you're less able to delegate that outside of the founders.
Sure, absolutely. And I think when you look at your overall business, that business, that market risk is the main thing you're trying to manage, at least initially. And so when you go through and you say, what is it that I like to do? And I think a lot of technology people do this. They'll say, I just want a program. Or you'll get a technology person who says something like, I just need the product made my way. You're looking at this kind of sharing of responsibilities, and you have to ask yourself, is my role as the founder, what skill set do I absolutely have to do to make my MVP a successful product? And sometimes that means learning a new skill. You mentioned maybe learning how to sell your product.
The second thing I think to consider is how good is the person you're going to delegate this task to at that task. There's a little bit of a trap in that there may be things that you actually have high skill at that are less important. It turns out you're better off to delegate those because you're more likely to detect when those are going off track than a task where you've got low skill. So the paradox is, I think you want to assess how good the other person is and then be more inclined to delegate tasks that are less important but where you have high skill.
If you look at the risk of failure, if it's very critical to your MVP and the risk of failure is very high, you're less likely to want to delegate it. But if you have someone who's very good at what they do and you have a way to assess that, then you can safely delegate it even if it's a situation where you're going to want to look very closely over their shoulders. The question is really the business risk versus the product offer, the value proposition you have. And when we look at businesses, there are structural components to the business, functions that just kind of have to be there. And there's also the business side, the MVP, or getting the product off into the market that has to be taken care of. And that's addressed generally with the value proposition. And so the market risk has to be assessed as the critical risk that you're likely to get involved in, and that whole value proposition. And for startups, especially in the bootstrapper world where the MVP, the value proposition is really what you're selling, maybe more so than the product, right? That you actually have a solution or have something people want to buy. And so when you look at delegating that role, that's a role you're likely to want to keep for yourself.
I think sometimes the business structure problems are easier to wrestle with. I think until you've got the value proposition nailed, it's less important. You don't actually have a business to worry about.
I see that a lot where people come in and the first question they have is, should I be an LLC or should I be an S corp or should I be a C corp? And really the first question you should be asking is, do I have something valuable that people will give me money for? Once you reach that, you know, once you've kind of established that, which is really your critical element of bootstrapping, you can go back through and find a corporate structure that relates to that or fits the model of what you're trying to do.
There's a tendency to the LLC versus sub S or sole prop. Those are kind of well-structured questions. And the do I have value here or not is an uncomfortable question. I think
surprisingly, the structural issues can usually be dealt with. even later on. You know, if you really have something that has MVP and you happen to have the wrong corporate structures can be changed. They're relatively easy if you have no corporate structure. So those are not necessarily cast in stone. They serve a specific purpose. But all of them are subordinate to the very idea of having something valuable that you can sell and make a profit at.
That leads me to the fourth test, which is that probably least advised to delegate your sales or your engineering, which are differentiating functions, and more to delegate tasks around accounting, finance, control, finding somebody who can help with clerical things, who even on a part-time basis. This frees you up to focus on where you're actually going to differentiate the business. So you can think about sorting everything that's on your plate from low value to high value and finding ways to eliminate, to not do, or to outsource the low-value work. In theory, the time you've got left, you're creating more value with.
Yeah, and I think we should look and say at low-value work, to kind of define that a little bit, low-value with respect to your product, your MVP, your value proposition.
To business risk,
use the word
yes.
value twice. As a founder, you want to be dedicated completely on making sure that you understand what's going on in the mind of those customers that will buy your product.
Yeah, I probably should have used the phrase risk reducing, reduce the risk in the business proposition. It's not so much as low value. No matter how good your accountant is, if you don't have a value proposition, it's not going to help you.
And that's what we're trying to do when we start companies is go find out what it is that makes the client move, the prospect move into purchasing your goods or services. And all the support structure can be fixed if you have cash flow. And I know that's a little bit of an ugly expression because it says, I'm not saying don't worry about it, we'll take care of it later. But what I'm saying is of all the things you should be worried about, getting it to the point where you have a good cash flow is number one. And the rest of the stuff will be in relation to that.
This has been Sean Murphy and Pete Tormey on a checklist for delegation for bootstrapping entrepreneurs.